One dark Bethlehem night, Joseph and Mary braved the wilderness, determined to reach the light in the distance before them, the town where their child would be born. Later that same evening, shepherds on a distant hillside were compelled toward another light, the child himself, the Savior who was Christ the Lord. Because that child had been born for a reason, to shine brightly into the darkness of this world and to seek and save what has been lost in that darkness. Jesus came so those who were broken and utterly alone would have a beacon of hope to follow. For the measure of his life on earth, his brightness spread like a wildfire, healing bodies and hearts and bringing what was dead to life again, until the moment that changed everything. Today, that light cannot be contained. It burns past the boundaries of place and time, seeking anyone who feels lost in the darkness of loneliness and pain, of fear and shame. The light is revealing that Jesus sees you, he has found you, and Jesus Christ will save you. It is time to think back on that Bethlehem night and open your heart to the Savior born. For he is the light that leads you out of your pain, the one who came to seek and save you. No matter how dark your circumstance, no matter how lost you think you are, you never have to be lost again, because the light of the world has come.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to our Christmas Eve candlelight service. We have a few candles burning, but we also have our LED lights for later. We just want to express and welcome you to this, it's hard to believe, Christmas Eve 2021. Praise the Lord, we have made it this far, and we're so glad that you've joined us tonight to worship with us the birth of our Savior. Truly, it is indeed cause for rejoicing that tonight we remember our Savior born. That man no more may die. He has come to be the light of the world. And that is always our theme and our reason for rejoicing on Christmas Eve. Tonight we're going to be singing, of course, some wonderful carols of our Christian faith and hearing some others share as well their gifts. And we're going to light our candles around the wreath, and we have been waiting for 4 weeks now to light the center candle, the Christ candle. So there's lots of wonderful reasons to be encouraged that we are here together tonight. And we certainly pray God's richest blessings upon you and your family as we celebrate together. Our first carol that we're going to sing together, I'd like you to join me as we sing, "O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant." Please stand as we sing together.
Thank you. appear. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen, and praise be to the Lord. Please join me as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this night that you have given to us. Thank you for bringing us here safely, that we can sing together a hymn such as this that invites us where you invite us, Lord, to come and worship you, to come and thank you, Lord, for being such a loving and forgiving God, a wonderful creator who knows everything about us and who is with us each and every day to help us through our trials. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather to worship you, and we do pray that the light of Christ will continue to shine brightly all through this place, in our hearts, and to every heart around this community and across this land. We thank you, God. We thank you for your presence, that you are our refuge and our strength. May all our acts of worship and our thoughts and heart be pleasing and honoring unto you as we have come to give you the glory and to magnify your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Our scripture reading, one of many scripture readings tonight, I'd like to begin from the Gospel of John. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Let us hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm going to invite Kelly and her girls to come up for a special music. Kelly Stillman with her daughters Hazel and Sally Stillman. Thank you for being part of our Christmas Eve celebration service.
Donkey ride. life, and salvation draweth nigh, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, way we go, donkey riding, way, hey, way we go, riding on a donkey. No place to stay, just no room, there's just no way. Throw yourself down on a bed of hay, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, way we go. Donkey riding, way, hey, way we go. Riding on a donkey. Baby born in a cattle stall, animals sleep against the wall. King of king and lord of all, riding on a donkey. Way, hey, way we go. Donkey riding, way, hey, way we go. Riding on a donkey.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly and girls, for being so brave to come up. It's always a big deal to come up in front of people to sing, tap, to do anything. So we're so glad that you came up here to sing that song. It kind of had a bit of a Great Big Sea sound to it, if you know Great Big Sea. That's where that's from? Oh, that's great. Thank you, Kelly. We won't tell anybody. Well, is my helpers here to help light tonight's candle? Come on up. Come on up. Thank you. This is Randy Free and his son Noah. Throughout this season of Christmas, we have lived and waited and remembered the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love found in Jesus Christ, our Savior. And tonight we gather together to light the candles in celebration of the birth of Christ. As we've been waiting around this Advent wreath for four Sundays, lighting each candle along the way. And with each light you can light all four and the one in the middle together or taking turns. It's up to you. This light has gotten brighter, and we have been lighting each of these candles, the candle of hope, the candle of peace, the candle of joy, the candle of love last Sunday, and tonight the Christ candle. And tonight we gather again to consider and reflect upon why it was that Jesus was born. Why did Jesus come to earth? In John 6, verse 38, Jesus said, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Luke 19, verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." And in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, it says, "All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in Jesus receives forgiveness of sins through his name." Oh, there's one more. One more candle. It's a sneaky one. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Randy and Noah. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. You look great, Randy. Great to see you tonight. With the birth of Christ, with the lighting of the Christ candle, salvation has drawn near. Will you consider that with me tonight? That salvation is near to all. The Word, which was God at the beginning, came down and lived among us. While we were yet living in the valley of the shadow of death, the light of new life burst forth. And as these candles glow tonight, consider again what light does in darkness. It reveals what we need, and what we need each day is God, isn't it? We need his help to overcome. And we light this candle for Christ. On this Christmas Eve, we remember God has come in the Christ child. He is the light of the world and the only way to be saved from our sins. Some of you can remember vividly what life was like without Jesus. Can you remember what that life was like? How dark that was. How despairing. How hopeless. Some of you can also remember what it's like to have Jesus in your life, but realize the depth, the great blessings of God, yet to understand and fully grasp. Because of the coming of our great Savior, who was born in a manger, grew up as a man, gave his life on the cross and rose from the dead, we are now set free from death and we have great life. We have victory over sin and death. Paul says in Romans 8 verses 1 to 2, speaking to believers in Jesus Christ, he said, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. And Peter says of those also who have repented of their sins and trusted in Jesus for forgiveness, Jesus is our living hope. Listen to the words of 1 Peter 1 verses 3 to 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You see, our hope is not found in the blessings of this world. This world has lots of great things to offer, but it does not have the answer that we need to our sin problem. In Christ alone is our salvation, and do you know him? Do you know him tonight as your Savior and Lord? Now, on that first Christmas Eve, we learned about many who encountered our Savior after he was born. And if I were to ask each one of you, who stands out the most to you in the Christmas story, the nativity story that we learned about in the Gospels? Was it Mary? Was it Joseph? Was it the shepherds blinded by that light of angels that appeared to them suddenly? Who was it for you? In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2, we learned that after Jesus was born, wise men, they're called magi, came from the east to Jerusalem looking for the one who was born King of the Jews. And on that first Christmas night, we learn about how these magi, encountered our Savior after he was born. And I want us to consider for a moment them as they came near the Christ child after he was born. You see, they had saw the star in the east, Matthew tells us. They had come to worship him. And in the midnight sky, the star led them to where Jesus was born. We don't know the exact time frame of the journey made by these magi, these wise men from the east that came in search of young Jesus, King Jesus. And it may be that it had been several months or even a few years after Jesus' birth when they arrived at Herod's palace asking, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? But while some of the details of their journey may be unclear, there's much we can learn from the wonderful example by these wise magi. First of all, they made it a priority to pursue the Lord. Okay, can you remember that tonight? These three magi made it a priority to pursue the Lord. They came from a great distance to encounter the Savior. Now, while millions of people would have noticed a star, it wasn't just the magi who saw something different in the sky. I'm sure millions of people noticed a star looking different than all the other ones. And they knew something about it, and they made a choice to follow where the star led them. They weren't just casual believers. They were committed to having a personal encounter with the newborn king. And in the same way, shouldn't we make it a priority to pursue the Lord and spend time in his presence each day? It's a choice we all must make every day, to be near the Lord Jesus. Psalm 145 verse 18 says, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. But second of all, we learn that they came to worship. They came to worship him. Right from the beginning, the Magi made the purpose of their journey clear. They had said, as Matthew records, we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. So may that be our focus as well during this Christmas season. Instead of being distracted by all the worldliness, there's a lot of it, by the temporary feelings of gratification and the wonderful things that we can do, let's also take time to worship Jesus, to seek him with all our heart. You know, nothing could divert these magi from their mission. They weren't going to divert to the left or to the right. They were going to follow the star to worship the king. Psalm 150 verse 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And lastly, they returned home another way. Are you aware that after they had
found baby Jesus after they had brought their gifts to him. In a dream, they are warned not to go back the way they came. Because if you know Herod, he did not want anyone to be a threat to his throne as he ruled over that land. As we learn later, he did go to Bethlehem, and he caused a lot of pain by destroying a lot of lives, thinking that they would be one of the king, that one of them would be Jesus. But Jesus had escaped. And these wise men, they realized that they weren't to go back to Herod. They were going to go home another way. And when you think about what worship does, worship will transform us. Worship will cause us to walk on a different path than the one we started on. And if necessary, we'll be given supernatural direction or divinely warned in a dream not to go back to that way of life after you've found Jesus. So as you worship this Christmas season, as you gather with friends and family, as many of you are doing tonight, consider what Jesus is telling you to do, the life he is calling you to live. He wants to instruct you. He wants to change your life and give you the breakthrough you need. So this Christmas, may the Lord give you a fresh revelation of his love for you. Look into that manger, love that took Christ from the glories of heaven to a stable in Bethlehem, to a cross on a Jerusalem hillside, to the right hand of God's throne in heaven. Why? So that you might spend eternity with him when you leave this earth. Take a few moments, even this evening, to give thanks for all that God has done in your life. And remember, as God has blessed you, he also wants you to make a blessing to those lives around you. You see, love is meant to go around, isn't it? Let us love as God has loved us. Following the example of the Magi, sow a seed of your time and treasure to worship the Lord and help fill the earth with the knowledge of his glory. All you have to do each and every day is to walk by faith and not by sight and follow where Jesus is leading you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight again, Lord Jesus, for being the light of the world. As we spend this time together in worship, as we sing, as we hear from your word, Lord, we pray that Holy Spirit, you would work in our hearts and stir in our hearts a hunger and a desire for you. And Lord, I pray that if anyone here tonight hears your voice, and Lord, knows that God, you are touching their heart and calling them to just commit their lives to you, to repent of their sins, to follow you with all they are, Lord, I pray that they will respond in obedience and follow you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We're going to continue to sing. And our next carol that we're going to sing together is While Shepherds Watched. You may stand with me and let's sing.
While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down and glory shone around. Said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Tidings of great joy to you and all mankind, to you and all mankind, to you in David's town this day is born of David's line. The Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign, and this shall be the sign.
I'm share with you the reading from God's Word as we find in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, beginning to read at verse number 1. Let us hear the Word of God. I'm also going to be reading from perhaps the most favorite version of all, the King James Version. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now the Den Hood family is going to come and they're going to minister the music this evening.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle lowing, the poor baby wakes. The little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. I ask thee to stay, 'cause find me forever, and love me I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there. Take us to heaven, to heaven.
Thank you, Den Hoods, all, for singing us Away in a Manger, a wonderful Christmas piece, one that I have loved ever since I was a boy. I'd like to share with you further reading from God's Word, as we find in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Let us hear the Word of God. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us join together in singing O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please remain seated as we sing together.
Still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet dark street shineth the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met.
Christmas carol together. We're going to invite Terry Stinchcomb now to come and share a reading with us this evening.
I'll be reading a poem by Mary Farrell Child, and then I'll have a passage of scripture from Philippians. Not only on Christmas Day, Lord, this is my prayer, not only on Christmas Day, but until I see your face to face. May I live my life this way, just like baby Jesus, I ever hope to be, resting in your loving arms, trusting in your sovereignty. And like the growing Christ child, in wisdom daily learning, may I ever seek to know you, with my mind and spirit yearning. Like the sun so faithful, let me follow in your light, meek and bold, humble and strong, not afraid to face the night, nor cowardly to suffer and stand for truth alone, knowing that your kingdom awaits my going home. Not afraid to sacrifice, though great may be the cost, mindful how you rescue me from broken-hearted loss. Like my risen Savior, the babe, the child, the son, may my life forever speak of who you are and all you've done. So while this world rejoices and celebrates your birth, I treasure you, the greatest gift, unequal in your worth. I long to hear the same words that welcomed home your son. Come, good and faithful servant, your master says, well done. And may heaven welcome others who will join with me in praise, because I live for Jesus Christ, not only Christmas Day. And the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians in chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Terry. And what better time for us to hear God's word, particularly the Christmas story? What better time than on a Christmas Eve? So I'd like to share with you a little bit further in God's word as we look at Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. Let us hear the word of the Lord. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And then a couple of verses from 1 Timothy. From 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 to 16 to 17. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now under the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to participate in a candle lighting ceremony, a candle lighting practice, which is a little bit different than what it would be if the congregation, as it has been in years gone by, filled even to overflowing. But picture in your mind what this is going to be as we light our Christmas candles. Testing. Okay, thank you. In John's Gospel, we read the words that he recorded, and these words were, I am the light of the world. This is Jesus speaking, recorded by John, but I am the light of the world. And then in Matthew's Gospel, we read also the words of Jesus as quoted by Matthew, and these words are, you are the light of the world. What an interesting story this is. We know that in darkened Israel and in darkened Canada today, and the darkness throughout the world, Jesus is the light of the world. And in fact, he is the only one who can bring light to this darkened world, both then and now. But also, Jesus said, not only am I the light of the world, but you are the light of the world as well. And of course, this is true for every believer, everyone who puts their trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord, recognizes that they're a sinner in the need of a Savior, and that Jesus is the only one who could be their Savior. When they invite him into their life, then his light shines in us. So tonight, symbolically, we're going to attempt to show how the light spreads. It spreads from Jesus to begin with, to his disciples, to those who followed him, all down through the ages to where we are today. So I'm going to ask if the lights can be turned out to the extent possible. And normally what we would do is we would receive our light from the Christ candle, and then we would share it as our deacons would go down the aisle and the lights would gradually come on. So I'm going to invite you now, if you have your LED light with you, just simply to turn on your light. And as you're thinking about this, hold your light up high so that people can see it. And this is how the Word of God spreads. The light of Jesus Christ goes into the life of every believer. And it is incumbent upon every believer to further shine the light, share Jesus with other people. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that Jesus is the light of the world, and we thank you that he instructed that all of his followers would also be the light of the world, and that we, Lord Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we would share Jesus with others so that they too would have this light within them and know that they would be with you for all of eternity. We praise you and we thank you in our Savior's blessed name. And now you can just leave your lights on, but drop them down a little bit as we sing together the carol, Silent Night, Holy Night.
Silent Night. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Glory streams from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Lord, at thy birth.
Amen. And I invite you to turn your candles off, and if the lights would come on, please. And we're going to conclude by singing Joy to the World, and after the introduction, let's stand together to sing. Every
And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. Well, fields and floods, woods, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessing flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
And there is a time coming when Jesus is going to establish his kingdom here on earth, and he will be ruling with truth and righteousness. Praise be to God. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each of us this night and forevermore. Amen. And may you experience a very merry, blessed Christmas. The Lord's blessing upon you.